In Northwest News from KPLU, Jimi Hendrix played at this historic venue when he was still in high school. Its storied past includes performances by Billie Holiday and Duke Ellington. Now, Washington Hall is reopening in Seattle's Central District after a $10 million restoration. KPLU's Paula Whistle has more.
Washington Hall was once called the Hall for All. Historic Seattle's Naomi West says it's a term that was coined at a time when racial discrimination was widespread in the city.
A lot of African-American performers were there because they weren't able to go anywhere else.
It wasn't just music that graced the stage of the now 100-year-old venue. Such 20th century icons as Marcus Garvey and W.E.B. Du Bois came to speak. The place was actually built in 1908 as a social hub for Danish immigrants. By the time historic Seattle took over 7 years ago, it had fallen into disrepair. The roof leaked, the basement had flooded, there was fire damage. Now, says Naomi West, the two-story building just glows.
I think the coolest feature of the hall is the main stage, which is not only notable because of who's performed on it, but it has this illuminated old Edison bulb halo to it.
There are some new features as well, including a recording studio available for neighborhood kids to use. The idea is to make sure it remains an affordable, accessible place for the local community. West says it's a perfect example of what historic preservation is all about.
So many people are connected to this place in a neighborhood that's been victimized by a lot of runaway development, and it's critical that it not be turned into condos or something.
If you want to see it, Washington Hall is having an open house this afternoon, beginning at 5. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.